It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. As we continue on this morning, I'm Walt Lindela, joined now on the line by Sarah Johnson, who is the market manager for the Downtown Marquette Farmers Market. Good morning.
Hi, Walt. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Always good to talk with you. And when we're talking with you, it means that we must be getting into the season of thinking about the farmers market in downtown Marquette. And you put out the word a little while ago that you are looking for applications from vendors. So let's talk about that a little bit. What are you looking for?
Yeah, that's right. So we have our application for our 2023 season available on our website. We are specifically looking for vendors, so that could be farmers, growers, food producers, or artisans, anybody that makes something from scratch or by hand. We don't allow any resale items or kits, but if you're somebody that fits any of those categories, we'd love to hear from you. But on top of that, we're also looking for musicians to apply. We actually have funds to compensate musicians for performances, both at our Saturday morning and Wednesday evening market. And then we also have our community table offering, as well as our free community table offering that is new this year as well, for local businesses, organizations, and groups.
Now, it's interesting. When the word came out from your office that you were looking for the applications, it makes sense. Food producers, farmers, I think a lot of people think about that. But as you open it up to artists and musicians and everything, that kind of showed that you are looking for beyond the obvious. So tell me a little bit about that. I mean, you have musicians, but for folks that don't know, there is music, and that's what you're looking for. And you're also looking for creative artists too, right?
So we have been an artisans and producers market since our inception. We believe that, our market is a true reflection of the Marquette community, which is not only a collection of fantastic food producers and growers, but we have a lot of creative folks up here as well. So we want to make sure that we're giving those folks a place to participate and offer their goods to the community. Our Wednesday evening market seems to really work well for more artisan type vendors. So if you're an artisan and you're wanting to test the waters, keep that Wednesday evening market in mind. A lot of times that's a great, what I like to call like training wheel market. Mm-hmm. It's not typically as busy or as packed as our Saturday morning market. So if you're somebody new and you want to like get your toe wet, so to speak, consider that Wednesday evening market. It's a good starting point.
We're talking with Sarah Johnson this morning, market manager for the Downtown Marquette Farmers Market. Let's talk about that a little bit. Obviously, we know about the Saturday market, but the Wednesday market, there are a couple of options here. Tell us about that.
This year, our Wednesday evening market is going to be mid-June through the end of August. We're actually considering possibly moving the location from the Marquette Commons to Washington Street, though that is totally up in the air at the moment.
Sure.
We're actively working with our board and the city commission to see what's possible. If that does happen, it would be really exciting. And we hope to have more information in the upcoming months here. Otherwise, that will be down at the Marquette Commons like it always has been. And like I said, it's a great opportunity to come and experience the market. It's a little less packed and less intense compared to our Saturday morning market, which is, everybody comes out for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a really great time.
What are the Saturday market hours? When does that run and how does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the outdoor Saturday morning market is going to start May 20th, and it's going to run all the way through November 18th, and that's going to be from 9 to 1 p.m. at the Marquette Commons. We take off that weekend after Thanksgiving to give everybody a break, but then we come back for the first three Saturdays in December for our indoor holiday market, and that will be at the Marquette Commons from 10 to 2, December 2nd through 16th.
You also mentioned local community organizations can put their hat in the ring for a table space. What are you talking about? Nonprofits, creative groups? Who are you looking for?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So the community table is an opportunity for local businesses, groups, organizations, nonprofits, you name it, to have an opportunity to participate with our outdoor Saturday morning market. Historically, in order to be part of that market, you had to be a vendor. You had to be a farmer, a grower, a producer, an artisan. But we recognize that there's definitely an opportunity to have engagement with the Marquette community at the Saturday morning market, which might be valuable for businesses and community organizations. So that's what the community table is for. The community table is intended to be a once-a-season type of offering, though there are certain groups that we work with that come back on a monthly basis. It's exclusively offered at the Saturday outdoor market. You don't have to be a nonprofit to participate. new this year, we have what we're calling the free community table, which comes at no cost. You do have to be a business that aligns with local food system values or local art or have a compelling need for this table. Mm-hmm. Okay. That table is going to be located in the breezeway, so it's not as centrally located as the paid community table, but it's still an option and an opportunity to be at the market. So if you are an organization that wants to participate with us, the community table is a great option. And it's important to note that the application, whether you're a vendor, a musician, a community table applicant, it's all the same application. It's all on our website. So if you're interested, please go ahead and check it out.
Well, let's give them that website one more time here this morning so people can go and check it out.
It is MQT Farmers Market. That's farmers with an S. MQTFarmersMarket.com.
And of course, now I understand there's no deadline, but it's best to get them in sooner than later, right?
Correct. It is a first come, first serve. So definitely get it in sooner than later. I do start planning and mapping out the entire season mid-April. So if you're somebody that wants a full-time spot or a part-time spot, get it in sooner rather than later. Otherwise, you're kind of left with whatever gaps and holes I have to fill.
Sarah Johnson with me this morning, market manager for the Downtown Marquette Farmers Market. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Walt. It was great talking with you.
If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.